Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Happy New Year to my Blog Talk family. We give God all the glory and the honor for what he has done and what he's going to do. I do give honor to God who was first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in his early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we have a start to finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this to minister to generations past, present, and future. I honor the past by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis. Never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. I establish the present by appointing junior ushers, junior deacons, and junior trustees, and I train them in the fear of the Lord, and I treat them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm on, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music from time to time, because I never want my church to get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blog Talk the Radio. Y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that bought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal and the robbers can't take and the police can't arrest. And I don't care where you live. Somebody said, that's the word of God. On this brand new year, I need to do this drive-by real quick this morning. And I want to talk to you for just a few moments out of the book of James, the first chapter, and we're going to read the 26th verse. The book of James, 1 and 26. If you're with me, say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord says, that James says, if any man among you seem religious, mean having a form of godliness, can talk the talk but can't walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
And not bridle his tongue, can close his or her mouth sometimes, but deceive of his own heart, meaning they actually believe their own stories. He said that this man or this woman's religion, whether they're Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist, Presbyterian, somebody say it is vain. It's not real. Left that church. I want to talk to you for just a few moments this afternoon and early this morning at the same time about real religion.
Mm-hmm.
If you have real religion, it will make you hold your peace sometimes. If you're standing next to somebody, tell them for me, if you have real religion, it will make you hold your peace sometimes. Do I have a praying church? Listen to me very carefully. Let us pray. Now, Father, I need you to maximize this opportunity for me this morning as I serve this medicine that you have given unto me for your people. If you have a real religion, it will make you hold your peace sometimes. Now, James and I were not trying to start anything or any trouble on this brand new year, 2016, nor are we trying to be out of order or sassy in the presence of our soon-coming king. But you see, James had been around a long time, for the Bible declares that he's been among the seven letters since the 4th century.
Mm-hmm.
First and Second Peter, First and Second and Third John, and Jude are known as the Catholic or General Epistles. If I write about it, somebody say amen. They're not addressed to a particular church or a particular individual, but they are addressed to the universal church as a whole. I'm talking about church folk. Look at somebody, be real pleased and tell them for me. I'm talking about church folk.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, church folk are different than any other folk in the whole wide world. And I know I can get an amen right there. Now, I need as the preacher of the hour to be sure the word of God is easy to digest. And with this kind of subject, if you have real religion, it will make you hold your peace sometime. We're going to need some clear clarity in in order for this to go the way God has planned it to. So on behalf of my Heavenly Father, whom I represent, God has assured me that many of the troubles that you and I are going through, it isn't what the church folks have done to you, but it's what you said in the church about you. God has assured me that many of the troubles that many of our auxiliaries are going through has nothing to do with the auxiliaries of the church, but it has everything to do about what you said out of your mouth. Somebody say, ouch. Now I need to fully introduce you to what James I'm talking about in the event that somebody wants to get mad and about this subject. If you have real religion, it will make you hold your peace sometimes. But I want you to be able to get mad and blame the right James. Because for all of my Bible scholars, for you do know there were four James in the New Testament. Number one, James, the son of Zebedee, he was the Apostle John's brother. Number two, James, the son of Alphaeus, he was one of the 12. And three, James, the father of Judas. And four, the James, the Lord's brother. That's the James I'm talking about if you want to blame anybody today. James says, I was part of the younger children of Mary. And the way it was set up in the word of God, we as a family joined the rest of the followers after the resurrection. James became a leader of the church in Jerusalem. You all know the story, don't you? I'm going to be finished in a minute. Now, James was a man of great authority. And as he writes to the 12 tribes scattered abroad, the Christian Jews that was dispersed throughout the Roman Empire, James is very forceful. But with this particular subject, if you have real religion, it will make you hold your peace sometimes. James wasn't an educated man like the great missionary Apostle Paul, but he had plain, practical, common sense. He understands that he hasn't been to seminary. He understands that he hasn't been to the great Bible Institute. And he understands that he doesn't have a lot of certificates, or he doesn't even have one, two, or three bars on his roll. But he does understand this. If you have real religion, it will make you hold your peace sometimes. Holding your peace sometimes. Seasoning your words with salt sometimes. You don't have to tell it all the time. And it's a time and place for all things sometimes. It's not what you say, but it's how you say it. And you just need to just close your mouth and study to be quiet and know that God is God, because it's not your battle, it is the Lord. Somebody say, if you got real religion, it'll make you hold your peace. Somebody say sometime. Now, see, James, no, some of you don't really read this particular part of the Bible, maybe because it's not addressed to the sojourners dispersed throughout the five areas, like Pontius and Galatia and Cappadocia and Asia and Bithynia. And you know, some of you deep folks, the general part stands in relation to the epistles of Paul. And that's the Gospel of John does to the synoptics. But maybe nobody wants to pay the book of James any attention because he's not stressing. He's not talking about the law like Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus. He's not talking about visions like Daniel and Ezekiel. He's not talking about poetry like in Psalm or Proverbs. This book of James is a practical Christian living instructional book. I believe I'll say that one more time. The book of James is a practical Christian living instructional book inspired by God to tell you on this brand new year, if you have any kind of religion, it ought to make your whole joke teach sometime. I understand that church folk do a whole lot of talking, but I stopped by to tell you this today that there's just too much talking going on in the church. And James told me to tell you that little member in your body, we the preachers and the deacons, and give the right hand to fellowship too, and we baptize some of y'all too, and then we let you join the church. But that little member of the church has tore up a lot of people's churches. Your tongue has tore up a lot of relationships. Your tongue has caused a lot of problems even in your own family. But the letter, the letter is all about that member of the tongue. But it will cause you and I a lot of trouble. I want you to know today, when I think about Paul, I think about faith. When I think about Peter, I think about hope. When I think about John, I think about love. When I think about Jude, I think about the defense of faith. When I think about James, I think about if you have real religion, any kind of religion, it ought to make you hold your peace sometime. You only talk about the atoning work of Christ. This is a new year. Learn and practice how to talk about the kind of things that will require you to be born again. Learn how to talk about the kind of things that account for your righteousness. And first, about the things that you talk about that speak into people's lives that's going to be positive and not negative, says the Lord. For there's a one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. And there's a one God and one mediator between God and men, and that is the man Christ Jesus. Now, James is not a long speaker, and he's not a long preacher, but there's only 5 chapters in his book. And so what he has to say, he says, is short and sweet and straight to the point. I stop by to tell you, if you have real religion, any kind of religion, it ought to make you hold your peace. Sometime. Let the redeemer of the Lord say amen. That's one here today that don't know the Lord as your personal Savior. Then I introduce to some and present to others his name is Jesus. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have a right to life, eternal, everlasting life. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead and thou shalt be saved. Come on, you can do it. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins and all of my secret sins, and wash me in your blood, and cleanse me from all unrighteousness, and then save my soul. Now, you're going to have to do some work, because if you believe God heard you, and he did, he's going to do just what you asked him to do, save your soul. All you got to do is find yourself a church that's not only preaching, but practicing the word of God, that your soul may grow thereby. Sit there. Don't hop from church to church. Just sit there. Hear the word of God, apply it to your life, and then ask God to show you just what you're supposed to do for such a time as this. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly of all you can ever ask or think. Until the next time we meet, ain't nothing wrong with you. All you need is a few moments with the preacher, and may the God I serve bless you real good.